Whoa, 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 careful now. Don't get up too quickly. You might not feel like yourself at the moment. I am worried you might be concussed ever so slightly. Can you see me all right? I'm a bit blurry. Well, it's nothing to be too alarmed about. If we give it a few moments, you should be okay. I found you passed out. I have a sneaking suspicion you slipped and banged your head on the ground. It's very cold out. You must be careful of the ice. I sound funny to you? Like my voice is dull? Interesting. I am not professionally trained, but I have practiced basic care in medicine. May I take a look at your ears? It seems like you may need an ear cleaning. Don't suppose the bump knocks on your wax out of place. No need to get embarrassed. I've seen it all. No, not of you, silly. I had to drag you back here. Sorry if your clothes got a little damaged along the way. I wasn't able to take you up on my shoulders. I would like to pretend I'm quite strong, but to lift a whole other body is quite the challenge. But you came too, which is good at least. You were a bit mumbly. You said lots of incoherent things, so I hope everything is all right at least. Okay, well, first order of business. We get your hearing to where it was. I have some tools for human ears I can use. You're the first human I've got to interact with. Aren't you lucky I had some supplies delivered to me? They were supposed to be for elves, but ultimately they did send me the correct ones. They just never asked me to send these back. Just open them. What I want to do is carefully clean your ears. This may take some time and also sound a little funny. I'll do a deep clean first. Just stay still and I can get to work. If anything is uncomfy, just say. Yeah, you definitely seem like someone who's never had their ears cleaned before. You should see some of the faces you're making. It's not painful. Right? It might just be weird because it's a new sensation. There are services like this that are offered professionally. I could do it for you. Yeah, you definitely bumped your head good. I suppose then this service is on the house. Let me sit on your other side. It's quite fun seeing human ears up close and personal. It's funny how the auricular lobe is the same. You know, the bottom squishy part of the ear. Pretty sure you humans have the same variation as us. It can be attached or not to the face area. I think it's rare for it to be attached for you guys. And, of course, you're missing the little point at the top. But it's not as weird looking as I thought it would be. You know, seeing someone with it missing. Yeah, I wasn't kidding when I said you were my first human. That sounded weird. You know what I meant, silly. Okay, I think that's enough deep extraction. Next, I'm gonna use a brush and go around and get rid of any micro dust and dirt. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. This brush is actually specialized for it. Elves take great pride in their ears. That, and they also take up a large area, so having dirty ears wouldn't look very nice. If I didn't know any better, I would say you're enjoying this. Well, what are you gonna tell people when you get back? You can't be showing up with a bruise on your face and a sore head. Ah, yes. The classic I felt. Yeah, I know that happened, dummy. I was the one who picked you up. Did you learn your lesson at least? There's always a lesson to be learned somewhere. Even if you don't want to admit it. Seems like the rumor that humans are stubborn holds true. I'm teasing. Now hold still. Before I perforate your eardrum. Which, I assure you, is very painful. Oh, no. I've never had such an experience, thankfully, but I saw an incident with a child and a cotton swab. Yep, you can imagine the little gremlin, shall we say, thought it would be funny to mimic me cleaning my ears on the way home. Took a swab right out of my satchel, stuck their tongue out, and instant waterworks. Thankfully, it does heal, though. Took a few weeks, mind you, but it was so frustrating to get them to tell me where they lived. You ever had to piggyback a screaming child home? They ended up just pointing what direction to go in. I think I was temporarily deaf that week. Anyway. Enough of that. Next, to clean your ears with warm water. This really shouldn't take long at all. Is the temperature of the water all right? Good. Then I shall commence. Starting to think I should open up a business at this rate. Your cleaning special? The happy ending is when you fall asleep at the end, though. Let's not get any other ideas. I wonder if humans would even enjoy it that much. I have heard of massages and hair treatment and such. But ear treatment? I'm not sure that would quite catch on. It's fun. Means I can talk away for hours. Get it all out. Practically talk your ear off, I believe the saying is. Oh, I never did ask. Is your sight better? Are you able to see me all right? Yeah, okay. And your hearing? Am I still muffled? No. Good. That means the concussion wasn't serious. Honestly, you could have cracked your head on a rock if you landed funny. This is doing the trick. I'm unfamiliar with this saying. Oh, it makes you content in the moment. Well, maybe it was a weird twist of fate then. Let me just dry your ears off with this. And last, but certainly not least, to conclude your humble visit to my palo, I guess we can pretend it is, your massage. Honestly, I don't know. I just kind of want to touch your ears. but I can stop if you want. You can leave at any time. Just making sure you're all right before you go. Oh. By my royal decree, I shall bless you with the blessing of ear massage. I didn't think this one through, to be honest. Okay. Let's see. How's that? You seem to be enjoying it. If you just need to relax, it's okay. Honestly, I would prefer if you stayed laying down for a little while longer. Some concussions take time to work their magic, so having you awake and responsive is boding well for me. I need to apply lotion to your ears. It should make them nice and tingly, but you must promise me one thing. You don't tell anyone about this. It's an elfish secret. Promise? Now this will be a very different experience. Just gotta get my hands covered in it and then... No talking, just enjoy. Something tells me they're falling asleep. Oh well, no harm in that. Suppose I ought to make them something later to eat.